Looking at the next item on our agenda. Lisa, we're back on?
Yes.
Never left, right?
Correct.
We have no presentations. We have no department head reports. Capital discussion, not at this time. We have no minutes. Well, the rest of this first page is just zooming through. No ordinance introductions, no ordinance adoption. We do have some resolutions that we're going to adopt by consent, and that's resolution 2024-068 through 077 with no 069. The first one on that item list is, thanks, Tom, is resolution 2024-068. And that is identifying a pool of engineers the city could contract on as for as needed basis for the city of Ventnor and Margate capital projects. We have a joint pool that we use between the city of Ventnor and Margate. We typically appoint 6 to 7 different engineering firms. We've been doing that pretty much since our start of our administration.
And it works.
Those 7 that we're looking to appoint is Zorn Engineering, Palestina Engineering, De Blasio, Remington and Vernick, ACT Engineers, Colliers, and Art Chu Consulting. Everybody okay with all that?
Yes.
Yes.
And we had bunches of resumes and requests for qualifications, and we review them, and the recommendations come forth. So these are the guys we've been using for the most part for the last 7 or 8 years, and they do a good job for us.
Absolutely.
It's a nice blend of you know, the one I'm not seeing on here is Marathon, and that's our environmental consultant. Do we do that separately? Let's check that. I didn't write that as my notes from the resolution, because they are doing work for us currently.
Right.
On projects, so. Keeper is the office. Yeah, they are not on that recommended list. Did they not? Do we know if they did not apply?
I don't know that. The QPA had all the, these were the ones that they gave. So my guessing is they did not apply.
Okay. All right. Well,
we can always add.
We could always add if they're, we did. Yeah. So we did them as part of the pool.
So they're specialists.
They do environmental consulting, coastal permitting, things like that, which is something that is well needed. Let's take a look at that. We can adopt this tonight. We can always add them if we need to. Sorry, I missed that in my notes. I would have brought that up sooner. Excuse me. So everybody good with that?
Yes.
As I said, 069 has been removed from the agenda. Resolution 070 is authorizing the execution of a tax abatement agreement for block 169, lot 31. It's 139 North Newport Avenue. Do these as homes are rebuilt.
Right,
these tax abatements. So we're going to have a couple of these here. Everybody good with that one?
Yes.
And 071, same thing for block 157, lot 7, known as lot 136, North Derby Avenue. Same thing, new construction. We're good there, so we'll move forward. Resolution 2024-072. Is State of New Jersey authorizing the closing of the boat ramp and authorizing no parking at Ski Beach and surrounding streets from May 31st to Monday, June 3rd, 2024 for the American Cancer Society bike ride. For this, I really need to thank Chief Fussner and Donna. I'm sure Chief Cahill had some consulting in that as well. Doing a great job coordinating this.
Yeah.
Working the dates, the route.
Right.
This is being moved from Atlantic City.
Right.
It's an event. That is a bicycle ride from Philadelphia to our region.
Right.
And for the last many years, it has come through Atlantic City. They had some conflicts with scheduling the last couple of years, and they came to us. And at first, it was a bit of a shock.
Yeah.
Number of people. It's 3,000 riders.
Right.
So it's a lot of people coming into town. And I give credit to, again, Donna, OEM with Chief Cahill and then Chief Fussner for getting this done and his staff. We're really working through this. So. Something I think I support pretty well, and it could be a good event for our city. It'll be a little hectic, but well, they'll come down Wellington.
Right.
It's a wide enough roadway. It's got a nice shoulder. And then though I think they were planning on taking it right to Dorset, right down to Ski Beach, but there may have been some alterations there to get away from that intersection.
Right.
That plan will come through as they move forward with this.
Yeah.
So we're good there?
Yeah, I just want to echo your comment. He was, he didn't, you know, he stuck with it and found the right date. I think that was the big.
Yes.
He made sure the date wasn't in conflict with other events and that it wasn't really in high season. So, yeah, I'm glad to support it.
Good. All right. Resolution 073 is a similar event, approving a license agreement for Dean Randazzo Cancer Foundation on June 8th, which is the next weekend, authorizing a waiver of fees during his fundraiser. And that is the next item on the agenda, the actual fundraiser itself. It's a Paddle for a Cause fundraiser that Dean runs for the cancer research. So that one is the waiver of his fees, and we've done that in the past.
Yep.
As well. So look forward to that event.
Yeah.
And then 7-4, following right behind that, is authorizing closing of the boat ramp, authorizing no parking at Ski Beach from Friday, June 7th through Sunday, June 9th for the Paddle for a Cause fundraiser. We're good with that one?
Yes.
And 075 is a resolution. Let's see. And I'm going to recuse myself from that. I can still read that in the call. I'm just going to recuse myself from the vote. 075 is a resolution authorizing Pullman SST Inc. to perform a leak investigation and condition assessment of City Hall in the amount not to exceed $32,500. As I said, I have, I know the owner of this company, so yeah. I'm going to recuse myself from any vote on that.
But just to clarify, this is the first step in finding out what's displaced some of our police department.
It is.
See if
put all the cards on the table. This company did yeoman's work at Boardwalk Hall, another historic structure in our region. Literally a couple years ago, they took the whole facade off. If you were all riding your bike and walking by it, all those big blocks of concrete and marble came off. They fixed all the leaks behind that and then put it back in. It looks like it did the day it was built. So when the report came to me that this is more than just a window leak or a roof leak, I said, hey, call these guys and see what they can do.
Yeah.
And they came in and they gave us an assessment. They got up there with cherry pickers and looked at everything and said, here's what it's going to cost to do a whole investigative process building. This isn't just for that.
Right.
This is the whole building.
Oh, that's good.
They're going to look at everything. If it happened there.
Yeah. That's kind of stands for you.
100-plus-year-old building, it's going to happen elsewhere.
Yeah.
So, just that's the background of how they got here. They're a company out of Philadelphia, but they're actually international.
Excellent.
Sounds like this is going to be a long process and people are going to be displaced for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, until we get, and part of what they're going to do in their proposal is to, if they see something that's imminent, they will fix it right there.
Right.
Oh, good.
There'll probably be a change order, depending on how big of an issue it is, but they will dive in.
Yeah.
For that. So.
But toward this whole Atlantic facing side of the building has issues with most of the windows and some of the especially at the outcropping.
Yes.
Yeah, it's something that's going to be, it's active. Yeah. I don't think we have much.
Good with that one. Choice. All right.
Yeah.
Next one is 076, authorizing indemnification of Atlantic County for Block Party County Road closure. That's coming up in May. And 77 is resolution authorizing no parking during the Block Party. So we have a lot of events coming up on this agenda. So good. And then we're adding one, 078, resolution authorizing the release of funds to Selective Insurance Company for work performed by Lafayette Utility Construction Company. Anything else on that, Nicole, that we have to know about? You guys aware of this?
No, this was a contract for work that was performed. I think it was signed off in June of last year. For certain reasons, the payment was withheld. We were ordered not to pay it to Lafayette. Their insurance company has stepped in.
We were ordered by who not to pay it?
The insurance company from with of course their bond. They had some issues.
What was it repaired?
Wyoming Avenue, Baltimore Avenue, and Lafayette
Those three streets. Lafayette did the work. Work was all fine. This is an issue with Lafayette Utility Company that they're having issues with their bonding company. Their bonding company said they're not making their payments or whatever they're doing.
Oh,
so
okay.
There's an issue, I think, with some subcontractors getting paid.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
So the insurance company now, they are not allowed to accept this payment directly. It's got to go directly to the insurance company. So this resolution just releases it to the insurance company.
Right. Okay.
All right. So we're going to add that at 78. And we have a couple discussion items that we might be adding a couple more resolutions after that, correct? Or at least one. That I'm aware of. Okay. Then we'll go through our bills and payroll. And then discussion items is next agenda. So the first one on the agenda is Boardwalk Street End Fire Zone. And Tom, you're up.
Okay. The, I think the chief actually sent you a very brief email summarizing what he and I found. We went out and basically surveyed all of the beach blocks to see what the state of the various no parking and fire zone signage and markings were, looking for a way to bring a uniform approach to the parking in these beach blocks. We came to the conclusion that a general ordinance that would prohibit parking within 75 feet of the bulkhead or street end would work on virtually all of these streets. There's a couple of exceptions where we have the municipal parking lots, for example. We would not establish that rule there. There's several of the streets where we really wouldn't need to do anything. We would leave them as is. We would just need to freshen up the markings on the street. And one of the things we're looking at and would like to recommend is that we would mark out the 75 feet from the street end bulkhead, put a line across the street, and actually paint on the street, no parking beyond this point. That way we can eliminate the signage on the sides of the street. By doing that, I think we get rid of some of the sign clutter, the maintenance of the signs getting knocked down by cars. We just have to keep the paint markings fresh. Some of them out there are now currently marked as fire zones, which technically they're not. We would look to remove those markings and replace them with the new ones. We found that in doing this, there would actually be a couple of streets that would pick up a couple of additional parking spaces by doing this. And parking being such a premium, at least one of the streets is a metered street, so we would pick up an additional paid spot. Then there are a couple of little quirks where we have no parking on one side. Those sorts of things we would need to address more specifically to those locations. But that's the approach that we would like to take. And if you're in agreement with it, then we can get the appropriate description to Nicole for her to put it in an ordinance with an eye towards introducing it on March 14th and adopting it on March 18th. We would then look to get the painting done in April and May before the summer season.
Okay. I think that's a good solution. Yeah.
So question, net, we gain parking spaces or do we?
We do.
Okay.
Few ones.
Not a lot.
Real ones.
I think maybe two or three.
I know sometimes people park back there, but they're not supposed to. But the real one.
This would actually pick up a couple of spaces where the current might be 100 feet from the street end. If we make it 75, they're picking up a space.
Yeah.
Where there are driveway cuts, we would adjust accordingly. So that, you know, technically it may wind up being marked out at 68 feet or 72 feet, whatever it is, so that we don't actually paint in the middle of a driveway cut.
Yeah.
Just the one thing I'd be concerned about with removing the no parking signs. That's what people are used to looking for.
Interesting.
Just make sure that it's enforceable. Time's up. It's enforceable from an ordinance standpoint without the signage. Just we'd have.
Well, the signage would be in the street.
I understand that, but
which is I understand your concern.
Well, to take a look at it, I don't want to see have start write tickets and then.
Right.
Not that we want to write tickets, but if we do write one, we want them to be enforceable.
Understand.
I guess my only comment is that I'd rather see them all the same, even if rather than freshen up some, I'd rather see it all done universally. Just from a consumer standpoint, you're going from one street end to another, and they see the same painted, the same right. signage, the same location, and it just shows you that that's another way of saying, you know,
clean, tidy.
It's clean and tidy, but also you're not, you know, there's a consistent 70-foot line, there's a consistent signage, and there's, you know, there's no room for debate.
And what I would like to see happen is we bid that painting out.
That's the plan.
Delta line.
So we need to develop an estimate for it, you know, matter somebody.
Our guys out there.
No. This is going to go to bid.
Good.
So, all good with that?
Yep.
Yeah.
It works.
Okay. The second item that I had, I've spoken individually with all of you very briefly, and Lisa and I have been working on trying to improve the operations of our beach tag sales and operations. So as you know, we're doing online sales through Jersey Cape Diagnostics. That's been a slam dunk for us. We had one case where somebody called us and claimed that their tags had been lost in the mail, but it turned out we asked for some patience. The post office wound up finding them. They had delivered them to the next door neighbor or something like that. So those tags did in fact get delivered. So we've had no glitches with it. We're hoping to continue to encourage people to purchase them online, have them delivered to your house so that we can reduce the amount of foot traffic that takes place out here in April and certainly in May. Now, the second part of what we're looking at is a mobile app that is called My Beach Mobile. It's a South Jersey company that is, Margate is going to be using them this season. Seattle City is going to be using them this season, and they've already been operational, I think, in Long Beach Township on Long Beach Island and maybe a couple of other towns up in Ocean County. What it would enable people to do is to purchase a digital tag instead of a physical tag, the same way you buy your tickets to a concert or a baseball game or anything like that. You would, you know, go to the mobile app and buy a beach tag. It can be... What we would then envision doing is having the beach checkers literally only be checkers and not selling physical beach badges. We would have them with a lanyard, an ID card of some sort that would have the Beach Mobile QR code that people could scan with their phone. It would automatically download and connect to the mobile app, and then they could purchase their digital tags. If they still want a physical tag, the physical tags would still be on sale here at City Hall. And we're looking to establish a ticket booth at the behind the library close to the beach so that if somebody actually is on the beach and wants to purchase a physical tag, they can walk off the beach and go to that location. We're also looking at the tennis courts as a second location where we already have a booth where the tennis attendants are that we could potentially sell physical tags there. So you'd still have three locations to purchase physical tags, but on the beach, you would only be able to purchase the digital tags.
Your explanation would alleviate those youngsters, the teenagers, from carrying cash.
That's right. They wouldn't carry cash or physical tags. They would have nothing of value on them.
I think it's important that this whole program is not subtract. It's an addition. There's right. No change. Right? So there's no change in the way people can buy their tags or keep their tags.
There is change. You can't buy them from a beach checker.
Cash. Right.
Okay.
A physical tag from a beach checker. But the majority of those tags are purchased in the beginning, prior to the season, at the lower price. So there's fewer day of.
So that's a good point. Have we ordered tags?
Yes. Yeah. We placed another order today. Our order for the whole season was placed today.
Oh, did we order less tags then?
No, because the tags are cheap enough that if we have to eat them, we will. But I hope to be able to actually sell more than we've sold in the past. I think this is going to be so convenient for people that I think they're going to buy it, eat it up.
And this way, rather than when they have the option. I think the education part is important because you have to educate them that this is available and it's something that they can do instead of getting in line, you know, on a weekend.
They can do it from home. They're going to get a notice. Pardon me?
Still selling out.
We will. City Hall will.
In City Hall.
Yes.
On the weekends.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But my point is that the education, that you might not have such a mass of people. There's sometimes lines around the corner.
You've noticed that already.
Memorial Day, there's a line.
She noticed that already.
Yeah. So to get people out there and tell them about your two new locations and about the app ahead of time.
I think we can work the line out here with the card. You know, if you don't want to stand in line, do this.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
One of the issues I see happening is, like, I buy 10 tags in my house. When I have visitors, I have tags for those visitors.
Yeah.
That on your phone is going to be for you on your phone.
Well, you can buy multiple if you go to the beach with your family. You can purchase, but if you buy 10, you need all 10 people with you.
And you would need that per one person.
Correct, phone not transferable.
With you. That's going to be a little bit of the pushback as well.
Well, it won't be pushback. You can still buy your 10 physical tags. It just isn't the program that works for you.
Agreed.
We have people doing that now with the online purchases. I was looking at the sales last week, and there was one individual who purchased 10 regular tags and 10 senior tags. Pretty sure she doesn't have 20 people in her house. But it's for visitors and guests and that sort of thing.
So is there a mechanism for that app that they could come in to off time when it's not crowded, show that to
trade it for a physical tag?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I think we probably can set that up because there's a way that we can program how the tag expires. Because in some places they do dailies and weeklies. Right. We only do a seasonal. So I think there might be a way that we can do that. I'm not sure.
Sounds like you can double dip. I think you get the 10 more tags. And you get them.
Well, as soon as you would trade it in,
the QR code would go away. Yeah, once we would activate it, it would disappear. But I'm not certain that we can do that. So
that's a question.
We're gonna have another meeting to start to implement this if you guys are on board with it.
There's gonna be some hurdles and some obstacles to it.
And keeping in mind that Viplee is gone, so people don't have a mechanism right now, for purchasing electronically other than through Jersey Cape. And I would love to see them sell another 30,000 tags for us. Now, Lisa has a resolution ready that we can add to the agenda tonight, or we can put it on the next agenda.
You had talked about reducing the senior to $3 instead of $3.50, but we don't have, we're not going to have that.
We're already selling them for $3.50 and been doing it since January 1st. Yes, but now's the time to be thinking about that for next year, because we also need to coordinate that with Margate. We do have a reciprocal agreement with them.
They want it. Okay. Or at least the finance person.
Okay. So
yeah,
discussion.
Yeah, especially if Margate's doing it, that would be another question. Why can't I buy any?
Right. I think it should, because they could buy it there.
Right.
And use them here.
Yeah.
Right,
so we might as well.
That's the other thing. If they were to buy it online in Margate,
and we didn't do it,
they would get the revenue for people that would
Margate
would normally buy it here.
Convenience.
So let's. You want to add that tonight, or you want to wait for more information?
It's ready. Lisa has it ready. If you want to authorize it,
yeah.
Okay. Behind your discussion, and it would be just number 079 if you wish to add.
Okay.
We've also started reaching out to last year's taggers to see who's interested in returning. We are looking for additional adults to help supervise this, especially if we have three locations that we're selling physical tags and handling cash. So we need adults for that. I don't want to have 15, 16-year-old kids back in the business of handling money.
Right.
So if you know anybody, get the word out. We're looking for people that are looking for a part-time summer job.
I know.
We're open 7 days a week, but if they want to work a couple days, we can accommodate that too.
Yeah, I have a name.
Good.
A retired gym teacher who approached me.
Cool. All right. We need a motion for resolution 079
through Simon.
Yeah.
Not directly. We're yes and no. Lisa's probably picking up most of what Sue did, but a lot of what she did is being replaced by what we're doing if we're not taking 25 kids a day and giving them bags of tags and a cash bank and reconciling them at the end of the day and all that. The workload is going to be substantially less.
So we're saving on the salary end too.
Yeah.
And the Jersey Cape was a great, great thing. That helped us immensely. That was great.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm trying to get up there and call, make sure that door's open.
So the last thing that I have, and I think I may have already passed this on in an email as well for you to think about, but the budget schedule, what we're looking at the present time would be an introduction of the budget on March 14th. And then the public hearing and adoption on April the 11th. The Board of School Estimates is looking to have their meeting with you, because three of you are the Board of School Estimates, on March the 26th at 6 p.m. That's a Monday at 6 p.m. So that fits in with our schedule. An email went out today that provided you with some information about the capital request that they're making. As it turns out, they really aren't asking for anything this year because they were kind of too late to get it done in time for what they were looking for. So that item can be discussed with them at the Board of School Estimates meeting, but I don't think you're going to need to take any action at the present time relative to their capital request.
Okay.
Good. So hopefully that schedule works for everybody. There will be some, I'll meet with each of you individually. Amy and I will meet with you, between now and March 14th. The other thing, there was other documentation that goes with the adoption of the budget, annual salary ordinance and resolution, for example. Ideally, we'd like to do the salary resolution, which is retroactive to January 1st. All of the bargaining unit people got their increases for the year automatically on January 1st. All the non-union people, we would like to have that resolution done in time for Amy's first quarter report that goes to the pension. If you don't have to do retro adjustments,
It's a lot easier.
So if we can get that in place in March, retroactive to January 1st, that makes her life easier. And I'll get a draft of that to you next week so that you can review it. If you have any questions, you can see me or ask me directly. But it's all, I don't think there's any surprises. I think you've already pretty much approved everything that'll be in it.
One question on the schedule. You said the budget introduction will be 314.
Yes.
Bose is 326. When is the final budget?
April 11th. So no ski trips that week.
Skis are in the attic for the year.
Okay, that's all I have.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you. It's a lot. Thank you.
It was a lot. It was good. Good information. So at this point, we will have our first public comment on items that are on our agenda for discussion. So we can just open to the public, right? Open this meeting to the public. Anybody here? Any comments? Tom? Nothing? you could still stand up and comment. We can put Lisa under oath and ask some real questions.
The best clerk in the state of New Jersey.
That's right. Seeing no one here in the audience, we'll close the public portion and need a motion to close the workshop and go into our regular meeting.
Motion to close the workshop and begin regular meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'll call to order the regular portion of our meeting. We have no approval of minutes, no introduction of ordinances or public hearings on ordinances or adoption of ordinances. The resolution 024068 through 079, with the exception of 69. Need a motion for those approvals, please.
Motion to adopt resolutions as described, 068 to 077, with exceptions.
79.
And Mayor, remember, you're going to recuse on one of them.
Yes, and I'm going to recuse on, which one was that?
75,
thank you. We need a motion. You got a motion and a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Mento?
Yes.
Mayor Langria?
Yes, with the exception of resolution 2024-075. Okay. Bills and payroll? Amy?
Payrolls for this period is $602,966.99.
Still can't get that other penny. We can't get a zero. We cannot get the whole number.
Payables for this period is $5,476,437.34.
Okay. Need a motion to approve bills and payroll?
Motion to approve bills and payroll.
And I will second, and I am recusing myself from 24-00131 digital media and 4-00329 January trash.
Okay, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Mento?
Yes.
Mayor Langria?
Yes. Next item is announcements and safety report. That's included in our agenda documents. Commissioner comments and reports. We're going to start with Commissioner Mento.
Hey, I'd like to. I just like to mention applause for the tax office. While our computers were down, they did everything they could to still collect our revenues. They were using their cell phones. They were using laptops. They were doing any way they can to get the cash in and the money in and the deposits done. So, I'd just like to, mention that and note them. And, that's pretty much it.
Can I piggyback on that and say really the whole staff, did a great job during that time that we were all without computers. So many of them have never worked in an environment that, where they didn't have computers, but every office found a workaround. Lisa's office, the construction office, everybody continued to function. It took a day or so to, you know, kind of figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
But they all did, and they all did.
And some of it, you know, it's pretty complicated when you're trying to get stuff off a cell phone.
You know, Amy's staff.
Oh, payroll also.
Yep, so they worked it all out, and I couldn't be prouder of the effort that they all put in.
Yeah, and I got to say, and to tack on that, Jim Pakinowski, I mean, yeoman's work getting stuff done and getting these guys from StarNet in here and doing what he did. He's frazzled.
Yeah.
He's still a little twitchy.
Right.
That was, I wish he was here tonight. We're still suffering from this a little bit. That's why we don't have our Zoom.
Yeah.
But I got to give him kudos for what he did to get this thing back up and running. As you know, it's like I said, Public Works still isn't fully back with everything, but we're as good as we can get.
It's a huge ecosystem with all the departments and all the needs that we all have that we just become so used to having at our fingertips.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but having to use a pen and paper, carbon paper and a machine. And
had the calculator out.
You know, those are skills. We can do it on paper, you can do it on a computer, but boy, you know, he did a good job and really was only down for a couple of days from the week, the way that he worked over the weekend for on it to get it back up.
Then I was talking to Bill Crothers today, and they're busy working on new construction and processing deeds. He said Ventnor's sales are still red hot in Ventnor. Sales are still red hot in Ventnor. And so far, we've only had one appeal, and then they withdrew it after talking with Bill.
I would think that would be smart not to appeal your with values going up as much as they are.
Exactly, and I think that's what he explained to them.
Okay. That it from you?
That's it.
All right. Tim?
I just have one item. I would say lucky enough to get a peek into the New Jersey State Association Chiefs of Police accreditation sort of end, the wrap up on it this week. So on Wednesday at 8 o'clock in the morning, we had a group of,
I saw those guys. They're all parked out from my house. Like, what's going on?
Serious individuals.
Like, oh boy, what's going on?
Yeah. So these are all
suits, ties at 8 o'clock in the morning. You don't see that these days.
No. These are all former chief of police and active members of the police forces so this group of people, and their organization covers the entire state, and it's not just the and we get this is voluntary that our police force does it. We get a discount from JIF because we're accredited, but you know, we have roughly 18,000 incidents a year, and each of those incidents is tested against the policies that are supposed to be in place so that they can be adjudicated correctly. And it's one thing to have the policies, but what this group does is they track every file and they go through meticulously the files and the way those cases are supposed to be handled, that they're not just, the standards aren't there, but they're being followed. And our department got a glowing report. In some cases even exceeded some of the things that they're trying to pattern other departments to do, like recruitment within diversity in recruitment and reaching out to other organizations. That's something that they try to do, but not every department does it. Our department does it, and it's part of our culture. So the department was flying colors. This wasn't the actual accreditation that'll be coming up, but everybody that was in the analysis feels like it was basically a slam dunk. Like there was nothing but they did ride-alongs all day, and then the exit interview reinforced all that.
Good. That's great.
Yeah, it was
good to hear. That was good news. Those guys walking down our street.
Exactly. It's actually like getting you know, it's like it's that like you have in other businesses, having somebody do that self-check.
Yeah.
You know, to make sure that you're following the policy. And they were.
Awesome.
If I may, the next steps in that process is that this group was the assessment group that does the field testing. They'll file a report. There's a meeting of the association. I believe that's maybe in the middle of March, and the chief will attend that. And then ultimately, they are the ones who grant the accreditation and would probably then come down here May or June to make a presentation. And we obviously look to do that at a public meeting.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be great. Former Chief Miller was here, and they were saying things like exemplary, immaculate with our evidence rooms, things like that. And those evidence rooms are really critical in these cases.
Even after it was wet.
Even after it was damaged. So anyway, it was just you could tell that there was a lot. There was it was well earned.
Good.
Well done. Please thank the chief for that, at least that part of it.
That it?
Yep.
Okay. That was a lot. Just update on some of the utility projects we got going on. Lafayette Avenue out by the schools, mostly done. The flat work, the concrete and curbs are getting finished up. They'll pave all of these when everything is done. So it's going to be a little bit more time with the gravel roads and those areas. Monmouth, Harvard, and Cornwall, a little bigger of a project, much more work to get done there. So they're hoping to finish up mid-March with that and then come back in and do the rest of the cleanup and finish the roadways. We had a good meeting last week with a water tower consultant company. We're going to put this out to RFP prior to the next, after we get back some information from them as to what we would need to do here. They do an analysis for free, and then we put out an RFP, and then they would be one of the companies, hopefully, that would bid on it. It would maintain our water towers for us for a period of time. That period of time could be 40 years. I don't know that we're going to go that far in the future, but that's an option. They would maintain everything but the inner workings inside. We would handle the water piping and all that stuff. They would handle the exterior, the interior. The first flush of it, the start of this was the water tower at Titus Field needs to be repainted. And that's not just for color. It also protects the water, protects the steel that protects the water and all that. So they would do the analysis, say what you need to do there, and spread that cost over, almost like bonding. That's how it came to me. So that process, and it seemed like a pretty good option. Brigantine does it. Came to us through Matt Doran, who used to be the city engineer over there. So we'll bring it back to you guys down the road, but that's something we're thinking about. And it seemed like a pretty good option. Way to save money each year and spread those dollars out.
That's a big number of paying back.
It's, yeah. You're,
I remember it from when it was done the last time.
Six digits pushing seven.
Six pushing seven.
Boardwalk repairs. Rick Santoro and his crew have been doing some ongoing repairs out there. We had an issue with one of the light poles. We know we have issues with all of them. We have to replace the brackets. We had started a process with Horn Electric.
Mm-hmm.
We think we may be able to save ourselves some money and do it in-house. Because he just did one. The guys were able to do it. So we did that one, and we're going to see where we are with the rest of them. If you walk the boardwalk, a lot of the old walkovers for the dunes used to have stairs down to the beach. Those stairs are now causing problems with sinkholes as you go up to the boardwalk. So what we've done is we've excavated some of those walkways, taken out those stairways, taken back the railing to the appropriate locations, and then rebuilding those areas. He's going to do that for all of them.
Wow.
Using the guys over the winter to do that. We have had significant beach erosion, talking about our beach, with the last few storms, mainly, you know, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, that area.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's really struggling. Down by Buffalo as well is struggling. Army Corps has come out and done some of their survey work. They've started that. They will be coming back to us this spring with plans, and they will probably bid it out over the summer for work next year. Most of this work will again happen just like it did the last 3 or 4 year cycle between our pier and Margate's pier. That's our biggest area of beach erosion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's because of those
because two of piers. Right?
Yeah, it just creates a scalp. If you look at historical pictures of that beach even before the dunes,
right?
High tide came up underneath the boardwalk.
Yeah,
so
I remember it well.
Yeah,
it reminds me of so.
So
when that's finished.
That's it for what's going on in Public Works and those guys. The Lisa gave me some notes here. We're going to have to add Lisa to the list of comments. Fill them right in.
I thought you were going to vote on beach book badges earlier.
Right, right. So we have our dog clinic coming up this Saturday, February 24th from 10 to noon. It's at the Venter Firehouse, New Haven and Winchester. That's firehouse number one. Dog tags will be on sale, $10 for spayed or neutered, $15 for non-spayed or neutered, $25 late fee effective March 1st. Make sure my daughter gets dude over here to get his license.
Dude. Also for cats.
Number two.
Right? Rabies shots also for cats.
Yeah.
The last half hour.
My cats are like dogs. They're so big.
So cats come the last half hour?
Yeah, because that way they won't be scared of the dog.
They won't be fighting like cats and dogs.
They can certainly get
them.
I have something to think about since it's coming up soon. Is the fee for the pier? A few people have reached out to me about they like to go up there and walk every day, but $150 to just walk is pricey.
It isn't $150 to just walk. It's $75. Actually, I think it's only $50 for a walk on.
Yeah, just to observe.
I don't know if that's in the code, but she.
I used to buy them. It was used to be $50.
Sneak in a boat peel pocket fisherman.
There's a walk-on permit, but not for fishing. It's just for walking. If you're fishing, it's $175.
Okay, we checked it and we saw $150, but
it was a key.
Oh, it was a key.
Yeah. I used to buy them.
Yeah. Okay, I don't have to check it.
Yeah. It's on the sign out on the pier. It's for walk-ons, yeah.
Okay, we'll check it. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah, I used to buy it all the time.
Let me know. Text a couple.
And what I might look to change that is that is for one person. Maybe that could be for a family or for
a couple
or something. Yeah. It's nice to go out there at night and just on a calm summer night. It's nice to go out there and.
Yeah, and the people I were talking to, they like walk every morning.
Well, we can still go pretty far out there.
$50 each.
It's not.
I know, but we.
But yeah, it is. It's definitely less than that. Because, like I said,
I like the idea of
family,
a family walk-on permit.
Yep.
Household.
Yeah.
One household.
Yeah.
So that's four keys? Or like if it's a family?
It was one key.
Key.
One key.
Okay.
One key, but you have to go out with, you're allowed to have three guests or something.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to put a number on. Got to be careful because there's always work people trying to work around.
Yes. During COVID, we had parents buying children.
We used to do wristbands, but too.
You can also do daily passes.
Yeah, that
five,
I know.
It's $5 to walk on. Yeah.
It is 50?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that hasn't changed. We haven't changed those fees since we've been in.
I'm going to look at what you sent me.
Yeah.
I don't know if I still have it, though.
Chapter 115-1.
So we might look.
Yeah, I know. That's the other thing is how to enforce that is almost impossible. Like, who has
it?
Right.
Right. Off season, it's not that crowded. It's not a problem. Then you wouldn't be able to charge for the $175 for the whole season for the fishermen. So we do that.
I guess I'm.
So $50.
Right.
Now. Striper's coming next couple weeks. We'll have Striper coming through. I caught a big one there last year. Dan posted it. All right. While we're chit chatting, let's open it up to the public for any further comments on anything you want to. No. What else do you want? Got more boardwalk stuff? What? Okay. I'm not remembering what we talked about, so. Did I call about? It was 24 hours ago.
No, you don't. I know what you called about.
Yeah. All right. I'll remember it. I'm sure I have it written down at home.
Yeah.
I called about it.
Oh, you need to.
Hmm? No, we're fine.
You're good.
All right, so we'll open up to the public for anything on that was not on the agenda or anything you want to talk about this evening. Seeing no one here, we'll close the public portion. no executive session. Motion for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
What did I call you about?
From the.